Hello and welcome to a very busy Wednesday on GSFM, the 27th of July. Let's get straight to it and tell you what was happening down through the years. In 1909, Orville Wright set a record for the longest airplane flight. He was testing the first Army airplane and kept it in the air for 1 hour, 12 minutes and 40 seconds. In 1921 on this day, Canadian biochemist Frederick Banting and Associates announced the discovery of the hormone insulin. 1940, Bugs Bunny made his official debut in the Warner Brothers animated cartoon, Wild Hare. Tina Turner filed for divorce on this day in 1976. She was divorcing Ike, of course. In 1986, Queen became the first act since Louis Armstrong to play in Budapest. 1996, at the Atlanta Olympics, a pipe bomb exploded at the public Centennial Olympic Park. One person died and more than 100 were injured. It was a good day. In 1999, the US space shuttle Discovery completed a five-day mission commanded by Air Force Colonel Eileen Collins. It was the first shuttle mission to be commanded by a woman. 2001, on this day, the ribbon-cutting ceremony was held for American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. What's so special about that? Well, the event set two new world records. What were they? One for the three-mile-long ribbon and one for the 2,000 people that cut it. Wow. 2003, on this day, finally, it was reported by the BBC that there was no monster in Loch Ness. Ah, no more. Disappointment all round. The investigation used 600 separate sonar beams and satellite navigation technology to trawl the loch. Reports of sightings of Loch Ness Monster, or Nessie as we like to call him, began in the 6th century. No Nessie. Ah, oh, that's a pity. I can tell you that there are three GSFM friends celebrating birthdays today. Therese Rouen, happy birthday to you, Therese. Anne-Marie Rin, have a super day, Anne-Marie. And Tom Klein, happy birthday to you, Tom. Have yourself a wonderful day today. You celebrated today with Bobby Gentry, who was born in 1944, and Jonathan Rhys Meares, who was born in 1977. Happy birthdays, one and all. Mystery voice. What did Bernie Emmett write to me? She said, "Jerry, you're after blowing my ears off." How come? I didn't have the volume adjusted. Ah, now this mystery voice, I'm assuming he's alive. The big actor. Did I say actor? I just said he's a big star. But you're right, he's an actor. Daniel Craig, I believe, has developed a fine six-pack in readiness for a remake of Casino Royale in 2012. So is that your guess? Is it Bernie? Daniel Craig? Is that your final answer? No, not Daniel Craig. No doubt you'll give us a far better clue tomorrow. Regards, Bernie. Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate that. A far better clue. Well, yeah, okay, you know he's a big star. You now know he's an actor. You now know he's alive. You know I cut it so that the accent wouldn't be heard. I mean, to be honest with you, as far as I was concerned, they were all crackers. Really? But sure, there you go. I suppose it's well worth your while taking another listen to it anyway, isn't it?
Friendship.
Yeah, go on. Oh, sorry, he spoke over me. Go on, say it again, so. Please say it again, please.
Friendship.
Now, Bernie, any closer?
Friendship.
I think of something else for tomorrow for you, promise. All right. Useless fact for today. There is a place called Hell in Michigan. There is. It's about 50 miles from Detroit. Just in case you didn't know, it's a useless fact. Tomorrow, our useless fact will be about Thailand. More details to come on Thursday's GSFM. Have a super Wednesday. I think I'll take it easy today. Look after yourselves. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow. From me, Jerry Sweeney, and all the crew at International Headquarters. Bye-bye now.